Chapter 1 The Holy Country of Melis. My name's Rudeus Greyrat. I was a grown man in my previous life, but in my current incarnation, I'm an 11-year-old pretty boy. Magic is my field of expertise. I can cast customized spells without the need for an incantation, a trick that's earned me quite a bit of recognition. About a year and a half ago, I was teleported to a friendly place known as the Demon Continent, thanks to a large-scale magical disaster. Unfortunately, the Demon Continent happens to be on the other side of the planet from my homeland, the Fitoa region of the Kingdom of Asura. Getting back was going to require traveling halfway around the world. I promptly became an adventurer and began the long, hard trek back home. 18 months have passed since then. In that time, I made my way across the Demon Continent, and now I'm past the Great Forest as well. Melisian is the capital of the holy country of Melis. Approaching it from the Holy Sword Highway offers travelers a spectacular view of the city in its entirety. First, your eyes will be drawn to Grand Lake, a brilliant blue body of water fed by the Nicolaus River, which flows down from the Blue Worm Mountains. At the lake's very center, the Great White Palace seems to float above its waters. Further along the banks of the Nicolaus, you'll spot two other distinctive landmarks, the city's radiant golden cathedral and the shining silver headquarters of the Adventurers Guild. The city that surrounds these remarkable buildings is laid out as neatly as the squares on a sheet of grid paper. At its outer edges, you'll notice seven imposing towers with vast green plains stretching out beyond them. This is a place not only rich in majesty, but also in perfect harmony with nature. No other city in the world is nearly as beautiful. Excerpt from Wandering the World by the adventurer Bloody Kant. Now this was the sort of city you'd expect to find in a fantasy world. I'd never seen a major metropolis with this much blue and green before, and the streets were laid out in a beautifully clean grid reminiscent of Sapporo or old Edo. The sight of it moved me in a way looking at Rikarisu never had. It was beautiful.
Oh, wow.
The girl sitting next to me, currently gaping open-mouthed at the view, was named Eris. Eris Boreas Greyrat, to be precise. She was the granddaughter of Soros, Lord of Fitoa. For some time I'd served as her personal tutor. Eris was extremely ferocious by nature. While she usually did what I told her, she was the kind of girl who'd punch a president in the face if they ticked her off badly enough. The mere mention of sailing ships was enough to make her cringe, though. She was prone to terrible seasickness. The fair-skinned guy with the shaved head, also gazing at the city in admiration, was our demon companion, Ruigerd Superdia. You couldn't tell at the moment, but his natural hair color was a vivid shade of emerald. It was a trait he had in common with every other member of the infamous Superd race. To most people in this world, green-haired demons were synonymous with death and destruction. But while Ruigerd could definitely be dangerous and impulsive at times, he was basically a kind old guy with a soft spot for kids, as far as Eris and I were concerned. I'd never thought of these two as particularly romantic people, but apparently they could recognize a beautiful thing when it hit them in the face.
It's really something, isn't it?
The last member of our little group was a man named Geese, who bore a strong resemblance to a monkey. Geese was an adventurer by trade, and a good-for-nothing at heart, the sort of guy who got himself thrown into jail for cheating at gambling. He wasn't a member of our party or anything, but he'd asked to tag along with us to Melis, so we'd been traveling together since the Great Forest. I would have asked him why he was bragging about this place as if he'd built it, but it was understandable now that I'd seen the view. I would have done the exact same thing in his shoes.
Yes, it's certainly something. But that lake is huge. Doesn't that...